Hello and welcome to another edition of Turned Out a Punk. I'm your host, Damian Abraham, and once again, I'm bringing you a conversation with someone who grew up listening to punk, may or may not still be involved with punk, but had their life changed by the genre in a major way. And today on the show, we finally made it happen. It took some effort. I'll get into that in a second. The young punk sensations, the Linda Lindas, are here on the show. That's right, the whole band, for a short, chaotic, but awesome conversation. More on that in 1 second. But first, if you want to get in touch with me, head over to the email address, turnedoutapunkpodcast@gmail.com. That is run by my brother and show producer and guest booker extraordinaire, Tristan Abraham. Tristan, thank you for everything you do for the show. I really do appreciate it, buddy. And I love ya. And Tristan will get the message to me. You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at LeftForDamian. There is a YouTube channel and a TikTok for this podcast now. Those can be found at Turned Out a Punk on YouTube and TikTok. And there are some videos that have been posted on there that go through some of the archives of the show and take some of the great stories that have been shared with me over the years and give them a short video form. So if you have not seen those, go over there and check them out. I also play in a band. We are called Fucked Up. We have a brand new record out on Merge Records called One Day. You can find out more information over at fuckedup.cc, or you can hear it wherever you listen to music these days, or grab the record wherever you grab records. And we have announced a bunch of tour dates. We're coming with some amazing bands on tour: Restraining Order, Dark Thoughts, and it's going to be a fun tour. You can find out more information over at fuckedup.cc about all of that. Okay, on to today's show. Sorry, I'm very tired. As you can tell from my voice being a little bit shot, I just got off a short tour and burning the candle at all ends right now. But, you know, that's what you want to do. That's what you got to do to get this podcast to you. Anyway, today on the show, the Linda Lindas are here. That's right, not one, not two, not three, but four of the teen punk sensations that first went, I guess, viral with their hit Racist Sexist Boys, and now have an incredible, poppy, fantastic record out on Epitaph Records. The record is called Growing Up, and both the singles off it are great, and a fantastic band. And that is no surprise, because as you are about to hear, these aren't just some kids that heard about this stuff on TikTok. These are kids that were born into this and have been involved in this far longer than their young ages would suggest, for the most part. But you'll hear all of this in 1 second. As I said off the top, this took a while to come together, because the first time it was supposed to happen, just as I was about to get on the phone or on the Zoom with the Linda Lindas, all the cell phone service in Canada went out, and they were left sitting there waiting for me. So apologies to them again for that. But here it is. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Linda Lindas on Turned Out a Punk.
Recording in progress.
Thank you so much, Linda Lindas, for being here today. This is a huge thrill for me, and we have had to battle technology to make this happen, but we did it. Punk beat technology. Yeah. Well, this is, a big thrill for me. Everyone in my family is a huge fan of you. Like, I've got a bunch of kids and my wife and myself, so everyone in the family is very stoked that we're making this happen. But yay, I gotta start this off the way they all start off, which is asking you how you got into punk. But because there's four of you, and normally I get people to pick a number, but we'll just skip that part. Why don't we just go down the line? Why don't you just introduce yourself and say how you got into punk?
Should we introduce ourselves first and then say how
I got punk? Maybe introduce yourself and then say how you individually got into punk, or we'll just experiment. It's an experiment on this.
Yeah, nice. Cool. Okay. Eloise, turn. My name is Eloise, and I kind of grew up like around punk, you know? My parents were always taking me to shows, and we were like constantly making mixtapes and listening to records, and I think that it was just something that was a part of how I was raised. Like, and I'm so lucky, you know? I think that where it really started to sink in that it was like something special was when, I think live shows are just so cool. Like, there was a point where we were going to see the Adolescents in Channel 3 a lot. Like, they were playing a lot. And it was like, wow, like, the energy is just so cool. And, like, there were trash cans flying everywhere, you know, in the pit. And, like, I think Big Drill Car played with them, and Frank got hit in the head with a beer can on his birthday. And, but also, like, getting to know them as people, you know, like, punk is kind of, like, it's, the people on stage aren't, they aren't on like a big pedestal, you know. It's like we're all like the same level, you know. Or so, you know what I mean? Like, there's no, it's, the barrier is not as big, you know. And
how old are you? Just like put it in perspective.
I was like
zero,
10 maybe. I don't know, but. But also,
you're going to cooler shows than I went to, and you know, I'm a lot older than you right there. And that's three bands I do put on a pedestal right there too.
Yeah. And you know, like, I don't know. Tony is just so sweet, and like getting donuts with him, Steve Soto, he played these benefit concerts that we kind of grew out of. And he has like the prettiest voice. But the fact that he does what he wants and whatever, it's just, that's what punk is, you know? And I think that, I've rambled a lot about that. Sorry. Okay.
This show's all about rambling. So anytime you want to ramble, feel free.
That's cool. Okay. Or sorry. Also like people like Alice Bag or Frank, you know, like also playing those shows that we kind of started playing, Simians in Chinatown. And I think that the way that they use their music to like make a statement, you know, is so cool. Like how Alice Bag and Frank, their music is not only, it not only sounds really cool, but it has such a good message, you know. It's such an important message, and it like feels important when you're listening to it. And it's like, wow, you can make something so ugly into something beautiful, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a big part of punk too, just like kind of taking in your surroundings and making beauty and community out of it, you know?
Absolutely. When I think Alice Bag, when she was on the show, talked about how inspired she was by you and by your band, and how, you know, and Toby Vail too, like there's just sort of this idea that this is like a continuum, and this is bigger than just a bunch of bands that are playing together. This is, can be something inspiring for another generation. And then, in turn, that generation can re-inspire the people that inspired it.
Yeah. It's so cool how, like, punk is kind of, it's like a legacy. Mm-hmm. And not like in a daunting way. Just like in a sense that, like, we all are going through experiences, but because we have this community, it's about like having fun and making the most of what you wouldn't have thought you could even make the most of. You know, it's like about just being creative with things that you, creative with opportunities and taking advantage of all these different beautiful things in life. I mean,
I love how, punk also, it's not just like watching, you know, and like consuming, you know, it's participating. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, making zines and starting your own band or just making friends, you know. And it's like, I feel like it's like an active thing, you know. It's not just your culture, something that you're watching. It's something that you're part of. And I think that that's such a cool thing to like feel like you're part of something, you know?
Yeah. Like it's really hard to think of another music genre where a group of people could be like, we love this thing, let's try and do something unique in it. and then be a band and just be taken seriously. Like, and this goes back to the very beginning. I was talking to Steve McDonald from Red Cross today, and he was 11 when he started playing in a band. Like, there's a tradition of this being a place where young people are taken seriously and given voice, or they take voice, you know, and have a voice.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I guess next on the line, how'd you get into punk?
I feel like I'm a relatively new punk human. So I feel like being in this band has exposed me a little bit more to punk, because I didn't necessarily grow up listening to punk. But we've met a lot of people along the way, which is cool, and I've learned to love it, you know?
Well, that's the thing. No one's born into it, right? Like, and I find, you know, I've had people on this show that didn't get into it until they were 40 or 30, you know? Like, yeah, exactly. Like, who can compete when you're seeing Channel 3 at, like, 0 years old to 10? Like, really?
So, and this person, they learn how to count listening to the Ramones. Like what? I mean, like, that's, like, so punk. Like, I mean,
like, who can compete with that? You know, no one can, right? That's the thing about this. It's yeah. That's the best thing about it, is that no one has the authentic experience, because we all make what we want out of this thing.
I love that. That's so cool. Yeah.
And how'd you get into punk?
My dad has, like, been in music. He was in, like, punk bands and other types of bands. I don't know, just like when he was in high school and college. And I guess I just grew up, and he's also worked with a lot of punk bands too. He's like, and he's a producer and mixer, and he works with them. And so I just grew up with music as a career path in mind, I guess. And I just like the combination of knowing what's possible and also being around just like being around that kind of culture, because we would go to shows together a lot. Like, I also grew up going to a lot of the same shows she did, not as many, but a lot too, just not as much as a lot as she did. My bad. No, I think that I can't really pinpoint a time where I, like, first heard the word punk, or when I first realized what punk truly means, just because I felt very, like, you know, like, different types of music culture, different types of, different community stuff. And I just think that I just really started getting into it and, like, realizing how special it could be when I started going in Chinatown shows, because at every show, her dad, who like put them on, he would talk about how all the bands were doing it for free. Like, they were playing music because they wanted more people to play music. And that is just, like, ultimate, like, DIY culture, DIY, you know, it's just like doing it yourself, but, like, for other people. That's just so special. And I felt like that is something that is so admirable to be a part of. And, you know, we did it too. And and when we played on that stage, it wasn't like, oh, we're just doing the show for free for this. It's just like, no, we just wanted to do it because it's just, like, so fun. And that's how we started. That was, like, our first real show. And I think that just, like, playing more songs, we would just play, like, punk covers. These, like, broken down, kind of very simple covers of songs that we just chose because we liked them. It would just be, like, it just really shows you the value when you play live music, that it's not always about how much technique you have or how much experience you have. It's really about a really, like, free type of energy that you have with the audience and with each other on stage. And that was when I really, it clicked slowly because I had to kind of build up confidence in order to like really feel like myself on stage.
Mm-hmm.
But I always felt like I belonged on stage, and that was like a really like welcoming experience, especially when our first show, like Al Spag was in the audience. She called for an encore. Like I remember exactly like what she was wearing and what was happening. And I know I've watched video. We sounded not that great that day, but it didn't matter because everyone was just cheering us on because they were having fun and we were having fun, and there were like cookies, and that was the best part. That was the best part, you know?
Yeah. And it's so cool because punk is like, it's all about supporting each other, you know? And I think that's just really great. And also those shows, they were like near where the old Hong Kong Cafe was and stuff. And it's kind of cool how I was kind of around that culture because I went to school in Chinatown, and like one of the parents at my school her dad used to own the Hong Kong Cafe, and she would like work the door and stuff. And
oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. And it's just like kind of funny how these two cultures that I'm like sort of a part of, they kind of intersect there, you know, like maybe they don't really cross over that much, but there's something there. And it's just, I think that's pretty cool too.
Absolutely. Well, that is like, you know, tons of people that come on the show, like that neighborhood, obviously with Madame Wong's and Hong Kong Cafe was like so key to the development of that music and those venues providing bands with a place to play. Like it wouldn't have happened without those stages. A lot of people have told me.
Yeah.
I don't want to make this about your parents because obviously you don't want to talk about your parents, but we do talk about parents a lot on this show and being a parent. You have some pretty cool ass parents. Your dad played in FYP, right?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
That is sick.
we're kind of lucky. We're all kind of lucky to have the best parents. So
yes, we all have very good.
And they're all so supportive of what we do. And like, we're so grateful for that. You know,
it's funny, like seeing them in the audience though.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Well, it's amazing because they've like, you know, like normally there's that thing that people talk about, like the shock to their parents when they're playing in a punk band, but you know, they're equipped. They knew exactly what to expect at the shows.
I was just going to say they encouraged it. They told us, yeah, do it.
Just like do it, whatever you want, you know? And I think that's so cool. Yeah.
No, it's awesome. And one of your parents did Giant Robot magazine?
Yeah. Both of my parents actually worked on it.
That's amazing. That's one of the greatest publications of all time. And reading it, it's funny because, you know, there are obviously tons of punk references, but it's sort of this idea that like where you take the punk rock energy, like where do you take the zine energy to the next level? And it was like, but it's awesome because there's like a generation still carrying on. And I have one last person I got to talk to about punk. How did you get into punk?
My story is very similar to hers because we're sisters.
Yes.
I mean, I grew up, like, we would listen to some punk bands growing up. And so it was kind of like always there. Like, it was present. But I don't know if it was, like, I don't know. It didn't for you. Sorry, I don't want to speak. I was gonna say like I do think like it's interesting, like how you don't really realize how much, or I didn't really realize how much it had like punk had impacted me until I started like recommending bands to friends, and I realized like just how many of those bands were punk bands. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been trying to get my kids into it. You know, I play in a band, I sing in a band, and I've got a 13-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 7-year-old. And the 7-year-old seems to be the most receptive so far, but I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but they want nothing to do with what I'm involved in. They're going to have a lot of records to deal with when I die that they're going to have no idea what they are.
Well,
Are there a lot of kids your age? Sorry, I mean chaos. Sorry.
I was saying that like it's really cool how there's a lot of like accessible music these days, and just like it's really cool to see how music is being influenced by that. But that's different. So.
Well, it's also interesting because like, you know, outside of yourselves who are schooled by like punk, you know, people going to punk shows, like a lot of times I'm finding there's just not a lot of genre for kids, because it's just on Spotify now, there's a lot more free flowing of information than there would be when you were trying to listen to CDs or trying to buy a CD to listen to. And it feels like, you know, there's not as many kids that would be just like going to punk shows necessarily. It's just maybe picking up on a punk song that they heard or a riff or they heard and trying to do that.
Yeah, that's true. Like, yeah, it's a lot more surface level too, I guess. Mm-hmm, but it's like you know a little bit about a band, you know, like one or two of their songs, unless you're really into them. But if you're not really into them and you just know a little bit, that's great, you know. But like I think from what I've heard, I wasn't in this time. But what I've heard from this time, when you buy a record, it's like, and you listen to it over and over again, that's when you feel kind of like part of the music. Like when you listen to a song on Spotify, it's not like you're really like, it's not ownership, but like buying a record gives you a little bit of,
this is mine.
It's like part of your collection, you know, and that's really special. Yeah, and you get to like really get to know you read the
liner notes and everything.
Yeah, the inserts and you learn the record label. Okay.
No, but, yeah, I agree. Oh, sorry, I mean, calf. Sorry.
Oh, you're good. But also, I think like something that's like now and like older generation is I think that it was kind of cool how like it's also really cool that now you can. And you know, you're not defined by like what you listen to, but I think it was also kind of cool that like, you know, the punkers hung out together, you know, or like,
I feel like
people are more loyal, and I feel like you're just more devoted to something, you know, and I feel like now it's kind of like all over the place.
Yeah, but, like.
You don't have, it's like family. You know? There still are people like that. But I think it just so cool that was like everybody, you know, like you had your family, you had your people, like your music, everything.
But also now it's kind of cool that it's all over the place. You know, it's cool that people can listen to whatever they want and everything is like so accessible and it's so easy to listen to music, you know? And I think that that's cool.
You know?
You can just listen to whatever you want. Like at your fingertips, you know.
Absolutely.
You don't have to like go out and buy it, or how do you hear about it? It's just like everywhere. You know?
I think that's what it makes. It's just different, you know. It's not like better or worse or anything.
Yeah.
We're saying that like new music, it's like because music is so accessible, then the music that's coming out is going to be more informed. Hopefully, is the goal. You know what I mean? Like, hopefully, we are making. Better and like cooler and just more influences means better music. I feel like when you listen to music, more and you listen to more types of music, you're going to be like a better musician, I think, my opinion.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, I think that's the, you used to have to be so devoted to your genre because you were paying money for those records. And there was like that, right. Like you were saying, there was like an investment in that artifact or that thing. And so you had a little more devotion to try and appreciate it, to make that who you were as a person. Whereas now it doesn't feel like you have to let your musical taste be what defines you as a human being.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's cool that like people would go like would just dive into something. I don't know. Like, I feel like we're just so used to like getting everything now that it's like not as like, I don't want to say like precious, but you know, there's something like special.
There's something special about music that creates community. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I don't know. I just feel like it's you know, now with the phones, it's like, it's not as special when you buy a record or buy a CD or a cassette, you know? Or like, you know, having to like save up your money so that you can buy an album, right? And like now, like, it's just like, I don't know, it's like, it defeats the purpose of like working so that you can like, you know, because it's like fun at the end of the day to have a goal. Mm-hmm. And I feel like our generation is not.
also on the other hand, like maybe now it's like a lot easier to be really into something, you know? Like it's a lot, you can access stuff to be super into easier. Like you can just listen to as much as you want, you know?
Yeah.
And so there's like, yeah, it's just different. It's just,
yeah, like it seems like now it's a choice. If you want to be into something, you can choose to be deeply into it. Whereas I think when I was growing up, you kind of had to, because there was like, if you were going to be into something, you're going to have to spend all that money to get those records. You have to mail order them sometimes. And it feels like now, it's a lot. It's not easier. I get both what you're saying, because I can see both sides of this thing. And that's why I'm fascinated just as how it's shifted. You know, it's not better or worse. It's just so different. And that's why I think it's so cool about your band, is because you obviously exist very much in the new world, but you come from this deep, deep roots of the kind of old world punk stuff in that too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think it's so cool how like punk was created and had like had a purpose, and there are musicians that kind of have defined the punk scene. And I think what's amazing is that they created this scene that is still going on today and still thriving. And I think it's so funny when people are like, oh, punk's not dead. Oh, punk is like reliving. It's coming back. I think, I don't know. It never really went away. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And just like, it's like always, It's always watching us. No, sorry. I don't know what watching. I don't know why I said that. Sorry.
But there's like so many old punkers like Mike Watt, Alex Beck, I know who are still doing it, you know. And then there are a bunch of new musicians, you know, like we just met Destroy Boys. That's so cool. Or you know, it's just, or Suzy True, we just played or we just saw them. And it's so cool how there's like old stuff and new stuff, and it's just there, you know, it's always there.
You know what's cool is Eloise and I were going to be singing with
Penelope Houston and the Avengers when they're opening for X, hopefully. Yeah. So
that's awesome.
So we're excited for that.
Yeah. Well, and what you're saying is true. It's kind of like this Neverland thing where, you know, when I first got into punk, there was this guy, Amance, and he was in his late 50s. And I was like, you know, 15. And he'd give me records and we'd trade records. And there was something so innocent about it that just is only something that could happen in punk, in a way where there's Mike Watt, who's in his 60s, I think, approximately, like, you know, but still thinks what you're doing is important, and still it has importance to what he does. And I think that's the cool thing about it. We're all feeding off this same energy, and we're all part of this thing for life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like Spike Jones took the photograph on the second FYP 7-inch. He took the front cover photograph.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so there's like Spike Jones connections right there too. Like it really does.
It's all connected.
Yeah,
it's
everything cool. You know, like from Odd Future to Bikini Kill, like all of it can be connected back to punk in some way.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. Do you feel like are there other kids around you that are getting into this stuff? Do you feel like there's a resurgence in punk among people your age? Because it feels like the scene needs that.
Okay, so I feel like with like TikTok and stuff, I feel like people are rediscovering older things, or like even like fashion trends, that kind of thing. You know, like the 90s is like a thing and 2000s is like a thing right now, things like that. And I feel like that's helped to like people want are more confident, it seems like. And then it like brought back all these like older musicians, not even that, they're not that old, they're only like 15 years old or so, but like all these,
it's pretty old.
But like, you know, like all these like musicians and bands and stuff, and you can really see how, like how you're saying, everything is related, like, you know, like fashion and music and photography, like all that, you need all that, you know, like, I don't know where I was getting with that, but I feel like nowadays, like with the resurgence thing, it's like all the things, these things have already happened in like older times, and we're just repeating it, which is really cool. No, but this is what I'm saying, is that it's really cool because the things that our parents did, we're doing them now. Yeah, and like, cool. I think our generation is so lost that like we needed that, you know, like we needed music and stuff, and like to be like in something and to be like really interested and stuff. And I think that's helped. So like, even though TikTok is so addicting and so annoying, I think it's helped for people to like actually be interested in, like the pandemic helped and for people to be like creative again, because people were not, you know, for a bit, like they were so like involved in other things that like, you know, that brought back a lot of, I feel like there's so many more people that are starting to do like their own bands, create their own clothes, do all these different things.
Yeah.
And like, I think that we need we needed that. We needed those expressions and stuff. And we had to like, kind of like look at older things, remember older things to like get to where we are now.
Well, I don't want to keep you all night, but you're so awesome. And I want to thank you for everything you've done to inspire bands and inspire kids, because I really do feel like, I don't know, like seeing your band was a real breath of fresh air for a lot of people, myself included. And it's really awesome to see where you take this and where you go next with it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So nice talking to you.
Thank you, Linda Lindas, for coming on the show. And they will be back for part twos at some point in the future, because I think the future is bright for the Linda Lindas. Shout out to Bethany Best Coast and Bob Bruno from Best Coast, who are kind of mentors to the band as well. And, you know, it's like a family, kind of like a family, this punk rock thing, you know, and you're there. They are from legitimate punk rock families. And that is great. You can find out more information about the Linda Lindas upcoming tours at thelindalindas.com. They're playing a bunch of huge shows this summer and festivals and a lot. As I said, it's going to be a big year for the Linda Lindas. Check out this LP. It's a fantastic record. All right. On to next episode of the show. I'm going to try and put it out later on this week. This one was a little delayed because Fucked Up had her album come out last week. But this week, I got nothing to do but get this episode to you. And a couple other things too. But getting this episode to you is a priority. And that is because this is one of the great ones. This is one of the all-time ones. From the band Despise You, Chris Pessimizer will be on the show. This is a dream episode for me. Shout out in advance to Scotty Karate, because Scotty did a lot to make this all happen. Well, he did. He made this happen. So shout out to Scotty. Also, happy Tank Crimes Day, February 1st. Get online and share some love for the Tank Crimes. And as I said, coming out later on this week, Scotty Karate blessed it, and thus I give it to you. And that's it, everyone. I will see you on the next episode. Thank you very much for listening. Remember, as always, Black Lives Matter. The lives and issues of Indigenous peoples all over the world matter. We need to protect trans kids and help trans people protect themselves and their rights and stop hate and violence towards people of different faiths and different sexualities and different nationalities and just knock all that shit out, because that is some fascist bullshit and there is no place for fascism in this world, you know, because this isn't political shit. This is not politics. This is human rights stuff. People deserve to live free, and this world is hard enough. And so why make it harder on other people? And if there's stuff happening in this world that you are moved by, get involved in organizations that are trying to affect some positive change. I will also add to that, we need to make sure that we keep people's hands out of other people's uteruses and telling them what to do with their reproductive systems. So donate your time, donate your money, get involved, because it'll make you feel better. Speaking of making yourself feel better, make your own culture. Start a band. Start a fanzine. Yell. Write lyrics. Do something, because it'll help your mental health. Speaking of helping your mental health, I found meditation helps mine. Breathing helps mine. And that's something I didn't really do till recently. I know some people have been doing it for years. Maybe you're holding out too, so try it. What's the worst that can happen? Speaking of what's the worst that can happen, sign your organ donor cards, because by the time they come looking for those organs, you don't need that shit. It's just literally dead weight. And I've seen that shit perform miracles. I've seen miracles happen with my own two eyes because of organ transplants. So sign your organ donor cards. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm going to go rest my voice, and I will see you on the next episode. Bye.